On today's program, Courtyard by Marriott Hotel opens in New Kingston. And later in our No Jamaica feature, we'll travel to the Cinnamon Hill Great House in St. James. This is Tourism Roundup. Welcome, and thanks for joining us. The Courtyard by Marriott Hotel in New Kingston was officially opened on Tuesday, December 1. More than $25 million US dollars has been invested in the construction of the building, completed over a two-year period. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says the 129-room facility will assist in satisfying the demand for rooms in Kingston. He says approximately 98% of the rooms has already been booked.
There has been tremendous demand for rooms in Kingston. Certainly, there's increased business that's taking place and a need for accommodations for the business traveler. Over the last 2 years in particular, this demand has grown. So this is a great addition to what we offer in Kingston.
Dr. McNeil says the hotel's opening is timely and is a strong addition to Kingston, targeting the business traveler and visitors from the United States.
We'll go a long way in where we want to position Kingston as a cultural capital of the Caribbean.
The New Kingston Hotel is the third under the Courtyard by Marriott brand, established in the English-speaking Caribbean. It is also the first Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, or LEED, certified building in Jamaica. The hotel is equipped with a full fitness center, swimming pool, as well as high-speed complimentary Wi-Fi and several fully prepared meeting spaces for conferences, events, and special occasions. It also boasts an interactive board known as the Go Board that serves as the hotel's concierge. General Manager Cone Heatbrink says most of the furniture in the hotel has been sourced locally, representing the management's commitment to local small and medium-sized enterprises. Most of the employees are also Jamaican.
In terms of employment, I can say we have employed right now about 70 individuals, and about, I think, everyone minus two are actually Jamaicans. So the hotel, although Courtyard being an international brand, we're all about making a local impression. There's a very strong local footprint. It's about who we employ, but it's also what we do as a hotel and as a business, you know, making sure that we have great community involvement.
The management of the hotel has also ensured that at least five of the employed Jamaicans are recruited through the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP. Mr. Heatbrink says several at-risk youth were employed during the construction phase.
Our shared value component for the Youth at Risk program was very important to us. I think the key thing that we want to show and that we want other companies also to be aware of is that you have a lot of talent within the boundaries of these companies. No need to look anywhere else. You have the talent here. Give them the chance to prove themselves and make their mark.
General Manager Courtyard by Marriott Hotel, Cone Heatbrink. And now for our No Jamaica feature. Cinnamon Hill in St. James is a former sugar estate, named after the wild cinnamon trees which were once abundant on the property. Built in 1760, the Great House was once owned by the family of 19th century poet Elizabeth Barrett Browning. In the mid-1970s, country music singer Johnny Cash bought the house from friend American businessman John Rollins. Johnny Cash and his wife June Carter Cash were part-time Jamaican residents for more than four decades. The biography of these world-famous musicians is depicted in the Oscar-winning film Walk the Line. That's where we leave you on this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. Join us again next time when we look at other developments in the tourism sector. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.